Showbiz Slot with Nathan Head.
Hello, and today I'm going to take you beyond the land of Ev, past the Gnome King's Mountain, over the shifting sands and the deadly desert, towards the Emerald City as we revisit the land of Oz.
Give it to me, I'm the wolf. I'm back again, wake up and tell a friend. I'm the wolf, yeah. Now give it to me, I'm the wolf. I'm back again, wake up and tell a friend. I'm the wolf, yeah. Now give it to me, I'm the wolf. I'm back again, wake up and tell a friend. I'm the wolf, yeah. Now give it to me, I'm the wolf. I'm back again, wake up and tell a friend. I'm the wolf, yeah. Now give it to me.
In 2011, the 1939 MGM film was remade for the stage by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice. It featured most of the songs from the film, with new songs added for The Witch, The Wizard and Professor Marvel. The Lion song, If I Were the King of the Forest, was deleted and replaced with a really strange song sung by the Wicked Witch of the West called The Red Shoe Blues.
I want those shoes to establish just who's number one, from the east to the west. Then I'll be complete with the world my feet, and red always suited me best. I know I hold sway over all I survey, but I now need a much bigger deal. The shoes are the key to the making of me, so find her and bring her to heel. When I get that footwear from her, and it's put where it could have been, should have been, right from the start, my power will grow. It will blossom and flow through the world, through the years, and straight to my heart. We all like to dance, so now here's your chance. You'll dance till your very last gasp. Gyrate, pirouette, you'll swelter and sweat, and stumble right into my grasp. You'll find you can't stop as you dance. Stumble right into my girl.
Enjoy your dance, my pretties. And now, you, my monkeys, my darlings, yes, it is time at long last for you to do your work. Off you go and mop up the mess. I want that little girl and her mangy little dog. But most of all, I want my slippers! Now go, fly, fly, fly!
After previews in the West End from 7th of February, the musical opened on the 1st of March 2011, directed by Jeremy Sams, with the lead role of Dorothy Gale played primarily by Danielle Hope, who was chosen from the television programme Over the Rainbow. Michael Crawford played the title role of the Wizard, Hannah Waddingham played the Wicked Witch of the West, and Over the Rainbow runner-up Sophie Evans was Dorothy's understudy.
You're welcome, my pretty.
In 2011, Lee Scott's The Witches of Oz was released. It was a feature film set in present day with all of the Oz characters in New York, with their memories erased having lived in this world for too long. This film had corrected what Disney's Return to Oz in the 80s did wrong. They had Mombi and Langwadeer as the same character. Jean Marsh played Princess Mombi, who was a wicked witch out of one of the stories, but she was also able to change her head, which was Langwadeer's ability. But this film kept them as separate characters. The film starts off with a fantastical prologue telling the story of the creation of Oz itself.
Ages ago, our world was full of magic. Wizards, witches, and fantastic beings roamed the land. The pure in heart were the guardians of the greatest magic. They practiced their arts for the good of all. But in time, some humans would learn to harness magic for darker purposes, seeking to oppress and dominate the world. And, as they grew powerful, they sought to possess and control all magic, waging war on all who knew it. The fantastic creatures that remained were hunted until they were all but exterminated, and their power stolen. The world grew dark. The greatest of the grand wizards of the Munchkins, Bini Aru, collected all the magic that remained and harnessed its power into a final spell. His magic book contained but a single phrase, the changing word. And with the forces of darkness and evil closing in, he used the power of the word to create a new realm. A world that would be a refuge for those hunted by humanity. A place called Oz. Terrified of the awesome power that he had created, Bini Aru vowed never to use the word again. And so he locked the book and entrusted it to the guardians of the City of Emeralds. He ensured that he would never be tempted to speak the word again. And so the book sat safely in Oz for many years. But not all of the darkness of our world was left behind. The witches of the East and West knew of the book. They had witnessed its power and they lusted for it. It corrupted them, and they became completely wicked. They turned many in Oz to darkness, and plunged the peaceful land into a long and horrible war. Overwhelmed and near defeat, Oz's great leader, the Wizard, had little choice.
Her army has us surrounded. It is only a matter of time.
The Book of Binyaru would be the price for peace.
In order to save Oz, Dorothy hides herself, the key, the book, and her friends in present-day New York, and grows up thinking that her time spent in Oz was merely a dream, and she writes books based on her experiences.
I entered our book to this writing contest online. This is from an agency in New York. They have a deal to publish our book.
However, the publishing deal isn't as exciting as it first turns out to be. The Wicked Witch of the West has disguised herself as her publishing agent, and Princess Langwidere as the actress to play Dorothy in the film deal, hoping that Dorothy's next novel will reveal the location of the mystical key. The film had lots of nods to the original books and films, and it featured most of the witches from the stories, like Glinda the Good Witch, the Witch of the South, Witch of the North, Witch of the East, Witch of the West, Mombi. And like Wicked, it even tried to reference the books as well as the film. I mean, they couldn't get the rights to have the slippers ruby, so they were silver like they were in the books. But even though the Wicked Witch of the West had the image described in the books with the eye patch and the magical umbrella, she had the pointy black hat and the green skin, like Elphaba in Wicked and the Wicked Witch of the West from the 1939 film, so it was pretty good for me. I was pretty impressed.
Where's the key?
There was something that I didn't like about the film, though, and that was there were some characters that were brought back just for the sake of it and without any explanation. Such as the Tin Man. He suddenly appears out the back of a van at the end with an axe to help with the fight, with no explanation as where he'd been or where he'd come from or anything. It was the same with the Gnome King. He suddenly appeared at the end, screamed, "I am the Gnome King, nobody defeats the Gnome King," and had a fight with the Tin Man. Where did he come from? It just didn't explain, he just appeared out of nowhere. And the character of TikTok was wasted. You didn't see him, really. There was a flashback showing the Wizard in Oz hiding the magic key, and I don't want to ruin the story, but it shows some machinery behind him, and as it fades out of the flashback back into present day, we see the machinery with TikTok in the middle spinning round, and a voice goes, "TikTok," in a robotic sound, and that was it. That is all we see of TikTok. So it makes me wonder if some of the characters were just shoved in just to please fans of the books and the original films like me. But I was pleased in the end. I just wish that characters such as the Gnome King, Jack Pumpkinhead, TikTok, Lucasta the Witch of the North, Mombi, were used a bit more. Future Oz movie coming out soon that I'm very much looking forward to, directed by Sam Raimi and produced by Joe Roth with music by Danny Elfman. It's going to be distributed by Disney Pictures and it's going to be called Oz the Great and Powerful.
Am I dreaming?
here in Oz. I'm Theodora the Good Witch.
Where's your broom?
You don't know much about witches, do you? It's the Emerald City. You are here at last, and the prophecy shall be fulfilled. This is my sister, Evanora. I'm here to serve you. The royal treasure of Oz. It belongs to you, but only after you defeat the Wicked Witch.
Just how wicked is she?
Towns were destroyed. Children were orphaned. Great wizard from Kansas. I've waited for you to come and set things right.
Me?
Did those crows just say we're gonna die?
Your magic is the only thing strong enough to save us all.
Please tell me you gentlemen can fight.
No. We'll be seeing.
Guys, take five.
I might not actually be a wizard.
Yes, but they don't know that. You're capable of more than you know. Great man we've been waiting for.
I think I could be.
The film's going to star James Franco as the Wizard of Oz, Mila Kunis, anyway, whoever it is that plays Meg in Family Guy, I can never pronounce her name, anyway, she's in it, as Theodora, the Witch, Michelle Williams as Glinda the Good Witch, Rachel Weisz as Evanora, Zach Braff as Frank and Finley, Abigail Spencer as Mrs. Hamilton, Ted Raimi and Bruce Campbell. It's going to tell the story of Oscar Diggs arriving in Oz and becoming the Wizard. There are also talks of a few film and TV adaptions of Wicked. One of them will be a serious version aimed for TV based on the book, and there'll be a big cinematic version based on the musical. The story starts off with the death of the Wicked Witch, having just been drenched by Dorothy. The rest of the story is shown in flashbacks with the Wicked Witches of the East and the West growing up and going to school. Nessa Rose, the Witch of the East, is disabled and has to rely on her magic slippers to be able to walk, and the Wicked Witch of the West, Elphaba, is an outcast because of her green skin. As the Wicked Witch is melting on the floor, the citizens of Oz and all their guards gather round. A bubble slowly appears from the sky and lowers to reveal Glinda, saddened to see her friend is dead. Everyone is shocked to find out that the Good Witch Glinda and the Wicked Witch of the West were once best friends.
Quick, get up! Come with me! Think of what we could do together! The green skins are the outward man of the story of a twisted nature!
In 2002, Lost in Oz was produced, an epic television pilot for a planned series. The story was set in present day and focused on Alexandra Wilder, played by Melissa George, after a cyclone hurls her into the land of Oz. She meets World War II soldier Caleb Jensen, played by Colin Egglesfield, and is given the task of rescuing Princess Ozma from the new Wicked Witch of the West, played by Mia Sara, who'd later go on to play Languidere in The Witches of Oz. They're joined by the Patchwork Girl, played by Sandra Allen, who guides them to the Wicked Witch's labyrinth. In the labyrinth, they find Ozma and the Wicked Witch, who attempts to kill them, but is held at gunpoint by Caleb, the Scarecrow. She decides to use a gift that was given to her by Belladuri, the Good Witch. Unfortunately, the cyclone was the only way that she could get back to Kansas, and she, Caleb, and the Patchwork Girl are stranded in Oz. The series wasn't taken on, and the pilot wasn't even released, which was a shame because I've seen clips of it and it looks very, very good. Because the series was to be set 100 years after every other Oz story, this could be seen as canon or a sequel or a standalone. It kind of left it open to the viewer. The only real reference to the original story was we learn about Dorothy in Oz 100 years ago. We learn that she defeated the Wicked Witch of the West and a new witch took over. And of course the appearance of the Patchwork Girl, who looks nothing like the original drawings in the books or the one we saw in Return to Oz. She's just a woman in a leather catsuit. But in one scene when she's attacked and stabbed, we can see underneath her catsuit the colourful patchwork that we are familiar with. Around the same time this pilot was produced, Tim Burton was working on a film with the same title. And a lot of people think it's the same project, but it wasn't. The Tim Burton film wasn't even shot, but speaking of Oz films that were nearly shot...
Up we go, the rainbow-covered sky away. Up we go, the rainbow road to Oz.
The Rainbow Road to Oz was going to be produced in the 50s by Walt Disney. It was to star Darling Gillespie as Dorothy and Annette Funicello as Ozma. Previews were even shot and broadcast on September 11th, 1957. For some unknown reason, though, the film was abandoned and never finished.
Now, I'm going to make a picture out of the Oz stories, but I always figured to make it as a cartoon.
When? Takes you 7 or 8 years to make a cartoon feature, doesn't it?
What about money?
Well, we figure in an artistic production such as this, money is of secondary importance, right?
Right. I don't know what I'm saying, but go ahead.
Here, you see, are some of the characters in our story. First, the Scarecrow. Remember the problem he had getting a set of brains? Well, in our story, he has trouble keeping them. Here's a happy little character. Dorothy meets her in Oz. She's called the Patchwork Girl.
What happens with her?
Well, in this little scene, the Patchwork Girl meets the Scarecrow for the first time.
Patches in a patchwork quilt. Sew and stuff with cotton. Add some yarn for hair. One thing they've forgotten, a heart I do declare. But who needs a heart? Not me, I swear. Patches, patches, when you're made of patches, life's a gay and giddy holiday. With laughter and song, I'll go dancing along. Work way.
burgundy, silk and crepe de chine, tweeds and plaids and crinoline, Turkish towel and taffeta too, purple and pink and baby blue, velvet and satin and linen and lace, shoe button eyes and a muslin face, a calico head with cotton brains, they'll shrink, I think, if it ever rains. Jiminy, criminy, criminy, jiminy, what if it rains? Corduroy poplin and percale, looks like a walking rummage sale, rags and tags and ribbons so bright and gay. With laughter and song, she'll go dancing along her happy little patchwork way. Song, she'll go dancing along her happy little patchwork way.
And here's the lovable old Cowardly Lion. Trouble is, he isn't so lovable anymore. When he becomes the King of Oz, an awful spell is put on him. This makes him cruel and conceited. Now, when Dorothy, the girl from Kansas, arrives in Oz, she and her friends try to break the spell by giving the lion a song and dance that Dorothy calls Oz Can Hop.
A dance part Kansas, part Oz. Take the beat, beat, beat of the Kansas rain. When it's tapping out the rhythm on your window pane, then from Oz you get a tune. You just won't stop. Mix them up, man, you got the Oz Can Hop. Take the walk of the lion, he's the king of Oz. Add the wiggle of the woozy as he claps his paws. Take a pinch of Kansas cyclone, sprinkle on top. Mix them up, man, you got the Oz Can Hop. Did you ever dance a Kansas square dance? Alpha do an Oz quadrille. The combination makes the rare dance. Oh, it's Kansas and it's Oz. The best that ever was makes you feel so happy. My, oh my. You can't celebration on the 4th of July. Believe me, once you start it, you won't stop. Come and do it, do the Oz Can Hop.
There we go, that was just a quick update on other Oz productions that I'd missed out of Series 1, and there are even a few more coming up, so I'll probably cover Oz again in the next series. I'm off now to drink some hot melted silver and eat some fresh limestone pie with my friend the Gnome King. See you next time.